Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, to the most listened to program on the radio of the Northern Plains.
Well, if you ask me,
glad to be on your radio, on your smartphone, watching on a stream somewhere. We are live on Facebook and on our websites, frankspeech.com, the founder of that. Mike Lindell will be here later in the program. Cody Cashman from the Red River Valley Fair. I'm also efforting an interview with Linda Walker today. Linda Walker, the mother of Drew Shadeen. Can you imagine the pain?
Oh, my gosh.
15 years since the conviction of Alfonso Rodriguez.
Unbelievable.
And now, I mean, if anybody thinks that we actually have laws that are enforced in this country, I don't know. It's almost a laughing. The amount of laws we have that we do not enforce. And a prime example is 15 years ago, a sentence by a jury of Alfonso Rodriguez's peers overturned, in this case because they say some incompetence on the part of a medical examiner and the defense not presenting a good enough mental health report on Alfonso Rodriguez. Anyway, more on that later. We have some open phone time next hour for you to weigh in on whatever's on your mind. Talking Big Iron. Todd, you ready to go today? Everybody ready?
Let's do it.
Ready?
Kevin Flynn?
Absolutely, brother.
You're in? Okay, here we go. On What's On Your Mind. Yesterday on this program, we talked to General Tom McInerney. General Tom has become a friend of mine. Always enjoyed, when he was a Fox News contributor, his insights and analysis on so many things going back to Desert Storm and the Bush years. Of course, he was himself high up in the Air Force, top echelon of the U.S. Air Force. Before that, a fighter pilot, many missions. A true hero, and now he is an analyst and someone that is involved. A lot of great sources in the military, in intelligence. Yesterday, we talked about what you don't hear in most of the news reporting about Afghanistan and the withdrawal. It was not a withdrawal. It was a surrender. So we spent some time on that, and we spent some time on the fact that it wasn't an accident, that it wasn't like bungled. It wasn't like, oh, man, this should have gone easier. That it was actually intentional. So we're going to spend a little more time on that and then get into the ramifications. But I really think it's important for people who take their news about something that happens in Afghanistan or overseas from a newspaper, from a clip on the evening news or the top of the hour radio news and just say, oh, yeah, that's the deal. You really got to dig deeper. Kevin, you say it all the time. Question everything. Question everything. And we have some news at this very moment. We were told, hey, we're going to stay there till we get everybody out, right? All the Americans will be out. Well, guess what? We have four plane loads of Afghan allies and U.S. citizens that are stranded right now, really being held hostage by the Taliban. But we can't call it that.
With our equipment,
we can't. We can't call it that. We can't call it a hostage situation because the Taliban just hasn't told us they can leave yet. That's all it is.
Oh, well,
yeah. So it isn't. Okay. It isn't a hostage situation. It's just, you know.
Kind of like when we're at the airport, you got to wait for them to tell us we can leave. We're waiting for the Taliban. Is that
it? A little inconvenience going on.
So what the heck is going on here? Let's start with that, General Tom. Welcome back to the program. We appreciate you, sir.
Great to be back with you, Scott.
So what's going on with this hostage situation, first of all, and why are they not allowing us to call it a hostage situation, but rather saying we're just working with the State Department and the Taliban to work all this out for, what, day five now?
Well, that's their script. That's their game plan, to make everybody think that they're going to be able to get out. But they are hostages. And the reason, and I'm getting reports that it's six aircraft, so either way, the fact is military, DOD, and the Department of State have said, well, they don't have enough people to clear them through the arriving bases like at the other bases we have in the Middle East with U.S. forces at it. That's all malarkey. That's just an excuse to play into the Taliban's negotiations with the Department of State. Now, people must realize, Scott, that DOD or the military was not involved in those negotiations with the Department of State that they were carrying on with the Taliban in Doha. And that's why we're in the mess we are. It's all political. It's designed by the brainchild between everything that Biden's doing, and that's Obama, to give Afghanistan to the radical Islamists. Not to Islamists, but to radical Islamists. And after 20 years, $2 trillion, we give them somewhere between $80 and $90 billion worth of equipment and resources to take over Afghanistan. We surrendered it. And it's very important because everybody on television is saying withdrawal, et cetera. You got it right, Scott. It was not a withdrawal. It was a surrender. And that's why the Afghan military forces and the leadership, President Ghani, they got out of town because they knew the U.S. was surrendering it. And what did we do? We made the Taliban much stronger than they were 20 years ago when we went in. And we only had 200 military people, U.S., plus the Northern Alliance, to take down the Taliban. It's going to take a lot more today to do that. And that is our challenge. We have made a mess of this. The Department of State has. The Biden administration has done this deliberately, and the American people should not tolerate it.
Some people are going
to ruin our credibility around the world.
Well, and I want to talk about that before you go today, of what the damage will be a year, two, five, 10 years from now, as to our credibility and as to how we are viewed, how serious to take our threats. There's no small part in this. Some people are listening right now saying, well, why in the world would a President Joe Biden, a Vice President Kamala Harris, a Anthony Blinken at the Secretary of State who's doing the happy tour today, visiting with Afghan refugees at Ramstein's Air Force Base, by the way, a base dedicated to saving American lives from the battlefield. It's now the refugee processing center because of the incompetence. We have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people they're having to vet because of this incompetence and surrender, all avoidable, but they didn't do it. But Blinken, by the way, I keep reminding folks, John McCain was probably the best friend a Democrat ever had in the U.S. Senate, right? Because he just always wanted the other side to love him. That's why the media loved him. He ripped Blinken, who was then a candidate for deputy Secretary of State under Barack Obama. He ripped him. He just said the most dangerous guy. People have died because of him. Everybody forgets that. But the fair-haired boy of the left, John McCain, called Blinken dangerous, and here he is leading it. But why would Biden, Harris, and Blinken, Austin, the Department of Defense, why would they intentionally do this, Tom?
Well, look, we know that Biden isn't running this government. It's being run by Obama through Susan Rice, who's in the National Security Council. And why would they do that? Well, and in his own words, Obama said that if he was given the choice between the West, Christianity, and Islam, he would go towards Islam. Now, that goes back a long time. Now, why did they Biden take these orders? Because they built on what Trump wanted to do was to withdraw. Trump wanted to withdraw, but he would have left a covering force there to make sure. Now, I have a problem with Trump negotiating with, and his negotiator was Zalmay Khalilzad, who we talked about yesterday, was our first ambassador to Afghanistan when we went in. He is an Afghani. Why they did that? I didn't agree with Trump on that, but, you know, so be it. He had them in a position where they did not attack any Americans for almost a year and a half. We had no casualties over there. So he would have left a covering force, and that included Bagram, the air base, which was not only important for Afghanistan to maintain our security, because every time air power entered a fight over there, we won the battle. We won the battle. They didn't have air power to counter that. Unfortunately, as soon as Biden came in, back in the 20th of January, they started reducing the number of air power sorties when they had troops in contact. And that's why over between 20 January and now, we had the casualties with the Afghani forces because we were not supporting them, as I mentioned yesterday. We were not supporting them with air power, nor intelligence, nor logistics. And so your answer to your question is, why this administration, that the ideas are coming from Obama, why he wanted that to be a radical Islamic state? Because he favors radical Islam.
So it's just a different worldview, and you're going to do everything in your power to help the enemies of the United States because you have a different worldview. That is the power still of Barack Obama? Wow. We'll finish this conversation with General Thomas McInerney when we come back. Questions or comments, welcome. 258-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Sarah Evans. That's Sarah Evans, isn't it?
No, Martina McBride.
That's Martina McBride, yeah. I get those two mixed up.
I get it.
Sarah Evans is coming to the lights in West Fargo.
This week, yeah.
I think I might go see that.
Good show. She's a lovely lady.
I'm a big fan. Had dinner with her one time. And Daryl Worley and Sean Hannity. A long time ago, but it was in New York City. Sean's like, you want to have a dinner? You want a steak? Sure, yeah. Meet me at Ruth Chris. Okay, I got there. Daryl Worley's there. Sarah Evans there. Sarah's husband. He was like, you know, a who's who. Grand old time. I sound like Kevin now. I'm storytelling.
Oh, it's all good.
Anyway,
I love it.
Speaking of steak, what's on the menu today There's a lot of beef here. Salisbury Steak at PetroServe USA, downtown Fargo, NP Avenue location, the home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Meatball subs at the 12th Avenue PetroServe USA. The full-blown meatloaf dinner in Harwood today. Meat lasagna in Glendon. I'm detecting a theme. Beef tips in Yulin. Is this any good or what? And Valley City today, either the French dip sandwich, good beef there, or pulled pork. Valley City, you can never go wrong there. Exit 292, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA. Don't forget next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, if you're in town for Big Iron, you can cruise by that West Main Avenue West Fargo store and load up on your way in or out. But there's a lot of good food at Big Iron, too. And we have flag caps. If you tell us, hey, Scott, I stand for the flag, I'm going to flip you a beautiful flag hat on me and on Labor Masters. Get the quality, reliable help you need today. More on Big Iron, which is, by the way, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Red River Valley Fairgrounds, later in the show today with Cody Cashman, the main man from Big Iron. Back with General Thomas McInerney, talking about the situation in Afghanistan, trying to get you to peel back the onion a little bit here on what really is going on. And we should just kind of reset a little bit from yesterday in our conversation, which we wanted to continue in today. There was a better way in all of this, right? I mean, the Biden administration sort of throwing his hands up saying, well, yeah, we gave the weapons to the Afghan army and they blew it. They caved a lot quicker than we thought, but we knew this was inevitable and the outcome was always going to be the same. What's a better way? If you're back in the Pentagon, General, gaming this one out with our air power, with our allies, with our assets, what would have been a better way?
Well, first of all, we would have kept enough shooters there, primarily the air power, that we could have executed on the very good intelligence, and I would have kept the intelligence there as well for the first year. Anytime if the Taliban broke their promise and started taking over those provinces like they did, I would have attacked them. We know where they are. We know where they are in Pakistan, and I would have really turned the screws down on Pakistan, withdrawn all our aid, and let them know. But that should have been done for the when Bush came in, when Bush started the war, or responded on 9/11, when Obama was there and when Trump was there. They should have been putting more pressure, as Biden should have when he came in, on Pakistan, because Pakistan is funding this. Pakistan was giving them the assets that allowed those 70 to 75,000 Taliban to do what they were doing. So that should have been done. Would have kept Bagram open, would have kept two or three fighter squadrons at Bagram to be able to support the Afghan forces, as well as we didn't need ground forces there, maybe some special ops forces, but the whole thing was premised on the Taliban would not start to try to seize the country. Now, I disagree with that premise that Trump went in on. I never would have let him in, just like President Roosevelt and Churchill did not leave the Nazis in Germany when we took over in the occupation. As I mentioned, I grew up there as a boy. My father ran the Mercedes and BMW factories. But the fact is, why we let that happen? Because we know they are radical Islamists. They were created and funded by the Pakistanis. So we got to think of them as one. And if we wanted to draw down and let President Ghani and his people, as corrupt as they were, continue to exist, we had to give them that reinforcement in their spine. It could have been done. But all the things we did on educating women, sending them to schools, the people that were working for the Americans, the interpreters, all these things that went on, the westernization of that society, are now making those people subject, those Afghanis, to the death penalty. And we should never have done that. And you wait and see. The Biden administration will recognize Afghanistan in this Taliban government. Wait and see. That should never have happened.
Well, there are reports. There are reports, General McInerney, I'm sure you've seen them, that the reason the Taliban is not letting these six planes, as you say, now leave, and they're holding these people, including Americans, hostage, is they're waiting for September 9th, when there was some promise that they would be recognized. You believe that's part of the negotiations here with the Taliban and the Biden administration?
It is a very plausible course of action. Scott, we're going to know it, what, 2 days?
Yeah, we sure will. That's the report there.
We're going to know very quickly.
Here's a text question and comment. Isn't the reason those planes are still on the tarmac is because we are talking about the State Department. We're also talking about the CIA. The CIA works through the State Departments in different countries and works with U.S. diplomats at a U.S. embassy. With that said, there are many interpreters and people who have helped the U.S. military that can talk about war crimes, and those people cannot leave Afghanistan. That's why the kill list was provided to the Taliban. What does the general have to say about that?
I don't know. I don't want to comment on that. The kill list, look, they were high-value targets. You heard about the HVTs, and CIA played an important role in taking them out. That was warfare. That wasn't a kill list, in my humble opinion, but I don't know.
Someone else asked, have you heard that ex-CIA Director John Brennan converted to Islam? He, of course, was Obama's CIA director. Have you heard that, General?
Yes, and he did.
Is that right? Wow, I hadn't heard that.
When he was chief of station in Saudi Arabia.
Texter says, please ask the general why the USA doesn't take a drone and blow up the planes and Blackhawks left behind.
That's a good question. Why don't we?
Maybe we want
because
them to have
we
them.
Cut a deal.
We cut a deal. Yeah.
We cut a deal.
Wow. A minute left, General. What will be the price to pay for the United States of America and national security because of this?
Our reputation globally. Do the Europeans and NATO now think that we're going to come into NATO if the Russians tried to seize the Balkan, to take over the Balkan states? We didn't even notify them, and then Biden wouldn't even talk to the prime minister. And so our credibility as an alliance is at the lowest in our history. It is just unbelievable. Let me give you one other thing before that we need to come back on. But I sent you a message, and I'm changing the subject. But it turns out the Singapore Department of Health did a autopsy on a COVID victim. And they are now saying that it is not a virus. It is bacteria. And a simple aspirin, the person died that they did the autopsy on, had blood clots. And so they started people taking a daily aspirin that had COVID, and that solved their problem right away. Now, I'm trying to get it verified by Dr. McCauley and a whole host of people.
And by the way, General McInerney has been on the forefront of this, too, because as odd as it sounds, the misinformation, the information war that is out there, whether it's COVID, Afghanistan, or whatever, is unbelievable. And the corporate media is hook, line, and sinker feeding this crap to you. Question everything. And you do, General McInerney. That's why we love you. Thanks. We hope to have you back soon. Don't go away.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 900 pages obtained through the Freedom of Information Act by The Intercept publication exposes Dr. Anthony Fauci for lying and the Wuhan Research Facility as possibly ground zero for COVID-19, all paid for with U.S. tax dollars. Former President Trump weighs in on Newsmax TV.
Well, it's a terrible thing when you look at it and you look at the different data that's coming in, and it's coming in pretty fast and furious, as they say. It's not good, and I think it's a total disgrace.
The mayor of Acapulco, Mexico, Adela Roman, is reporting nervous breakdowns because so many aftershocks, natural gas leaks, and landslides. A 7.1 earthquake struck just outside Acapulco, Mexico, about 2 a.m. local time Wednesday morning. Electricity and telephone lines have gone out for nearly 1.6 million people in the area. Buildings were reported to have been shaking in Mexico City, 230 miles away from the quake's epicenter. USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can't have my friend Mike Lindell on without telling you the slippers are half off. Got a flash sale going on the Dream Sheets, regularly $109.99 for $49.99. And here's the bottom line. Why would you write a check? Why would you flip your debit card to people who absolutely get up every day trying to destroy everything you care about? That's what many of the big box stores do to this day. When Mike Lindell exercises his free speech, stands up for election integrity, they cancel him. So we stand up with him and say, we're not going to buy robes and towels and sheets and pillows and slippers and bed toppers and pet beds or weighted blankets. By the way, at the big box store, they don't come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. They don't have a 10-year warranty. They don't stand behind their products. They're crap. These are the best products backed up by a guarantee. And when you use the promo code SCOTT, you're helping this program continue to speak the truth. You're helping Mike Lindell continue to fight this onslaught, and it is an onslaught. So go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. You've asked for him again and again and again. When is Mike going to be back on? How's everything going? What happened to the cyber symposium? He rested up for a day or two. He might have wet his line, a little bit of fishing, but he's back on that battlefront right now with us on the program. Mike, how are things? Hang on, we're not hearing Mike. Says his mic is muted. Chris?
Unmute, please.
Now I hear you, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said it was hunting in Iowa, duck and goose hunting, early teal.
All right. You didn't get any fish because we're kind of getting out of the season now, right?
Right, that's right. Yeah, it's getting later in the season. It was the Cyber Symposium. What a major success. We since that time, you know, all 50 states showed up. Remember, the media, they all went completely silent right after the Cyber Symposium. And when that happens, when they all act like Fox, that means you have done a great job. Trust me. I mean, they don't want it out there. Nobody got the $5 million. And it was just amazing. But the great thing that came out of that, everybody, I have met now with five states. Two of them Donald Trump won, but they're very easy to get audits started there. I went down to Missouri. I met with the Secretary of State and 11 or 12 other legislators there, and state senator, a federal senator, and a U.S. senator, and all of them. And we in Missouri, they didn't think they had fraud with the machines there. Well, we showed them everything and showed them, yes, it happened in every state, and now they're moving forward. We're doing canvassing. We have a whole plan to get their state audited. We've got audits going on in four other states I cannot name so they don't get attacked. But I'm meeting with two more states next week. Everyone's getting involved. Scott, it's amazing. The dominoes are going to crumble. You got Arizona audit results is going to be coming out the next week or two here. We have Mesa County, Colorado, everybody, where Tina Peters, she's a county clerk and, elected official. It's been quite a fiasco. They raided her office when she was coming to the symposium. And we took another guy's house got raided with four little kids, 11 o'clock at night. They're doing something in Colorado, and now they're voting on it. They voted to do it in Wisconsin, too. And it's horrible. It's called the Trusted Build. And Dominion is going in, and they're basically erasing the 2020 election. Illegal? My lawyers are sending them, preserve evidence, cease and desist. Well, they said they're criminals. They don't care if you tell them to stop killing people. I mean, this is, you know, that was a metaphor, by the way. I mean, but they don't, you know, if you have someone that's done terrible things and crimes against humanity, they're not going to care that you say, no, don't do that. You know, you preserve your evidence. The cover up of this crime is as big as the crime. We've got great things coming out. We're going to go after, Dominion with anyone that's been sued, anybody that's been threatened. We have a thing up, Scott, since the symposium. We've had all whistleblowers come forward, even employees of Dominion that they were let go and they had, you know, letters they had to sign to non-disclosure, whatever. Well, we have lawyers for them. And if you go to crime.frankspeech.com, if you're out there and you know something, or maybe you're a county clerk, you've been doing your job, reach out to us. We'll take care of you. It's just been amazing so far since the cyber symposium has just opened the floodgates of people pulling down their fears, all moving forward together. We'd love to get to North Dakota to do a North Dakota audit. The red states are easier because, you've got everyone's going, well, it didn't happen in our state. Yes, it did, North Dakota. Yes, it did, South Dakota. Yes, it did, Iowa. It happened everywhere. And by the way, Scott, people can find out on frankspeech.com. You go down to where we have the states by Thursday at 2 o'clock Central Time. We're going to, you know, we already have the real results of every state, but we're going to show all the individual cyber attacks and flips, the longitude, latitude, everything. We're going to show the things, a few things we didn't get to show at the cyber symposium because that was under attack too. And it's just going to be amazing. And by the way, that, if anyone didn't know the results, Donald Trump won like 80 million to 74 million. That was the real total, about 73 plus million for Biden. And he won eight states that they say he lost. New Hampshire, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada. So there you have it. There's a quick report.
Yeah, that's a very good report. And wow. I think for folks that were following the cyber symposium, they saw a lot of, well, for one, anybody that's read Mike's book, From Crack Addict to CEO, What Are the Odds? You hear about 19 near-death experiences. You hear about a lot of, very perilous situations that happened not once, not twice, but, you know, again, nearly 20 times. You had another one there where you were attacked, and we now think that it was all a ploy to get you to react to the attack because there was cameras set up and also that not all the cyber experts there were there for the right intent to get to the bottom. They were trying to poison the data. What shook out from all of that, Mike?
Well, this is, you know, from the start of the symposium, everybody. Now, remember, I put an ad out to get there. I put it on all the media, including Fox, including CNN. It was an ad just to get to about the frankspeech.com and about the cyber symposium. Everybody in the country accepted that ad, ABC, CBS, CNN, except for Fox. Shame on you, Fox. I will never let up on Fox. They have single-handedly done more damage to our country by not talking about the election or vaccines or for anything for that matter. But Fox and Fox Business News denied it. the morning of the symposium, the first thing Dominion did was sue Newsmax and OAN funding that ad. Scott, how shameful. Okay, they didn't sue ABC owned by Disney and sue these other ones. They sued CNN. I mean, they sued Newsmax and OAN. Then, as we roll into the first morning, we had 162 million cyber separate attacks on our streaming platform on frankspeech.com. They took down, I had three backups and an original one to be able to handle the volume we've seen there by 10, you know, I think it was upwards of 10 to 20 million people that, you know, that they, that were coming in throughout the 3 days. But when we were attacked, the first streaming went down. It was a 45 minute delay before we could get going, but we won because the fourth backup worked. And then we went through the first day. We get to the second day, and I had brought in a red team, everybody. These are things you might not have read in the news. I brought in a red team. What a red team is, they try and discredit everything, and they're the best there is. They're trained professionals that come in, and these cyber guys, they do deep dives. And I met them Saturday night before the symposium at 9 p.m. I gave them some of the data. And remember, the challenge was to show that this is not from the 2020 election. It took me 5 months to validate all of the data, as you know, Scott. It took and many, many cyber forensic experts, white hat experts. So there was nobody there that I was going to give all the data to take home with them for 5 months. I don't need that. I've got it validated. I just needed everyone to tell all 50 states that showed up, hey, this is from the election, you know, and you get them on board, the attorney generals on board, so we can get this election pulled down. Anyway, there was a guy in the red team that was a plant. And now who he was planted by, we don't know, but his name is Josh Merritt. And the second day, his plan was we had him on recording from another friend of his that turned in the recording. He had either planned on winning the $5 million by poisoning the data, or he was working for some really bad people. We don't know that. I'm just being, I'm not going to speculate on that. But he went in, he did a report to the Washington Times, and he said this data is all garbage. Had a recording saying it was golden. So, said it was garbage. Then he put data in himself into the cyber rooms that weren't from my team. So he dropped data. I got wind upstairs going, they go, this isn't from 2020, it's from 2021. And I'm going, what? Well, we found out that he was injecting data, that he gave some of these cyber guys data for that wasn't from the 2020 election. And so again, he got caught red-handed there.
We got caught,
but then
and
that night,
no,
Scott,
nobody,
then that
nobody,
night,
but before you go to the night,
had
I want to tell people
that's going on and trying to discredit the symposium. Well, that night I went out to dinner with two other couples, Kendra and I. We got back to the hotel about 11:15, and there were people down this lower bar area. But we went right to the elevator, and two guys came running to the right and said, can we get a picture? And it was very strange how they asked, but anyway, took the one picture, and then this guy came from out of nowhere, and he's got this yellow device that you can see in his hand by the camera, and he stuck it in my side and just jammed it in there, and I'm like frozen. I've had many experiences, like a sword to my throat in Mexico, all these things. I knew the danger. If this guy's acting like he's taking a picture, I don't even believe could have been a video, could have been a setup if I react. But I knew if I reacted, it was going to get very, very bad. Now we checked. I get in the elevator and I get away from him after he couldn't press any harder. And the searing. I get in the elevator. Kendra and I go upstairs, and she goes, "What happened? Your eyes?" And I go, "The guy just did something to me," and. We called a guy that he was actually in military.
Hang on one sec, Mike. I want folks to be able to hear this. We're going to a break, so just time out one sec. We'll finish this on the other side of the break with Mike Lindell. Incredible journey.
Wow.
All to get the truth out, folks. All to get the truth. And, of course, the media ran with this Josh Merritt fake news, trying to poison the data. Mike gets attacked. It's unbelievable. More after this.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Norwich, St. Thomas, Bowman, Regent, Kenmare, Moffett, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, and Worthing, South Dakota, and Baker, Montana. Featuring farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, skid steers, loaders, vehicles, and more. Also advertising deadlines are approaching on Piper's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Piper's Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are available at Piper's.com.
America at war. Riders in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change, and then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm MDFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Right here, right now, is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you on the move? Action Movers should be your first call. $99 an hour for two men in a truck when you mention Scott. That's the pros, the professionally trained, background-checked movers from the family-owned and veteran-owned moving company that's been around in North Dakota since 1932. Action Movers. Lowest local move rate in North Dakota. Their lowest in 20 years. Call them at 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of the offer. We'll be at Big Iron next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. All the latest will be in the Butler Building, the new Butler Ag, Butler Machinery Building, which is the old Showlander Pavilion, right in the middle of Big Iron. Come on by and see us. Say, I stand for the flag, Scott. You'll have a brand new flag hat on us. Brought to you by Labor Masters. Get the quality, reliable help you need today. Back with Mike Lindell, recapping his effort for election integrity. So go ahead and just finish on this attack, because this was all masterminded here to get the subject changed, really, in my mind.
Right, absolutely. And it was when the guy released me, he gave me a look like it was a look like you have been warned. This could have been a lot worse. You decide type thing. And anyway, we get upstairs and check for puncture. Now, at that time, Colonel Phil Waldron called me almost at the same time. He had heard about that attack, and he also said, we have intel that the data is going to get a poison pill. Because that night we were going to put the third day was all the attack by China. It was all China stuff. And I had to make a decision going, well, if he's right, everything will be a disaster. They'll come in, they'll take people, they could inject, government secrets and say that was part of it. There's many things they could do apparently with a poison pill. So I made the decision. I talked to my guy, said, don't put any more down there. Do they have plenty to look at? They said, yeah, they could look at it for 2 weeks. So I said, stop this right now. We can't chance it. And so now we get through the symposium. By the way, as far as that attacker, it was posted. Interesting enough, his picture was posted everywhere. The two guys the other two guys sent me a picture of that guy and said, here's your attacker. And then, Scott, 3 days later, they put a report out to the Washington Post that the attack was fake. And I'm going, you guys send me a picture of the attacker. You were right there, and then you say it was fake. It was like living in the Twilight Zone. I go, okay. Man. Yeah. I guess my ribs, I can't even hardly move because it was fake. And so then we had the picture of the attack. The Sioux Falls Police Department put it out there nationally, and I said, yeah, put it out there. They got a picture of the guy, and they can't find him. I mean, this is strange. Okay, but anyway, that was to take away from the symposium. I do believe that, because nothing else came out in the news. And now, then 2 weeks, I haven't talked to the news at all. I told the left-wing media I'm not even talking to you guys. Of course, Fox doesn't talk to anybody. And then they came out last week with Mike Lindell sells his plane. He's spending all his money fighting Dominion. Big lie. I didn't sell my plane. And then this week they came out after I corrected the lie, and they said Mike Lindell hires 200 employees. True story. Because he's making money off his, false claims about Dominion. Scott, it's insanity. I hired all these employees, by the way, because we're launching mystore.com this month to help entrepreneurs and USA-made products. By the way, everybody listening, you can use Scott's promo code there, and you can check out a sampling that. Go to mypillow.com, mystore.com, or frankspeech.com and get exclusive offers using your Scott promo code. So I wanted to throw that in for you, Scott.
I love that.
Also helps support me, and by the way, it keeps me going.
Support you. There's the Recovery Network. There's the Lindell Defense Fund. And by the way, these products, ladies and gentlemen, when you buy them, rather than buy from woke stores that can't stand you, you're going to do the same for other retailers. So I love my store. Let me ask you this. A lot of you are saying, what's the end game here? What are the pathways for this election fraud to be revealed? You've talked a lot about the Supreme Court. Do you anticipate still this data goes there?
Yeah. There's a few steps that I've learned since the symposium, and one you can all get involved in. Everyone's asked me, Mike, how can we get involved? At 2 o'clock on this Thursday on Frank's Speech Tom, go there, and it's going to list off what's going on in your state. Every single state we're going to have. Here's what happened in your state exactly, and here's what you can do, and here's what's already been done. So, for example, in Colorado, they have the Colorado Open Records Act. Every single citizen in Colorado can go ask for a forensic image of the machines. That's legal. You have the right to do that. So even in North Dakota, you can go to your county clerks and say, hey, I want a picture, whatever machines you use, ES&S, Dominion, Hart, it doesn't matter. You have that right to get a forensic image, because right now Dominion is going state to state. Covering this up. They just moved into Wisconsin. They're coming to North Dakota, everybody. They're coming there. And they're coming to Minnesota. They're coming to everywhere Scott's radio station reaches. So you guys can do that. You can and go ask for those images. You have that right. Now, we're getting states on board, Scott. I've been meeting with the Secretary of State, the Attorney Generals. They're the ones that will have standing going to the Supreme Court. Now, Frank's speech is so important. We now have about 5 million people following that, so we can get the word out. So when we make these moves, everybody knows about it, because that's very important that the Supreme Court, when we bring this there, that there's pressure on them to look at it. Because once they look at it, they've got to pull it down, like I said before, 9-0, and we get our country back. Now, and remember, there's no statute of limitations, everybody, because in the United States, in history, anyone that ever got voted in fraudulently, when they found the fraud, they put in the real winner right away. Now, we also have all the states on a separate path, Scott, that are going to pull down their electors. You're going to see that happen in Arizona. They're going to fight for that right after this audit results comes out. And then the dominoes are going to fall. You're going to have Georgia, Wisconsin,
we'll finish with Mike
Pennsylvania.
Coming up. Pause that thought. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Miles and Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.